this Sunday, the first Sunday after the Epiphany, we once more encounter John the Baptist at the river, and we hear St. Mark's account of the baptism of Jesus. In Mark's usual style, it is terse and to the point. John the Baptist has said, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." And then Mark continues, "In those days Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, 'You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased.'" Jesus didn't need to be baptized. John the Baptist, according to St. Matthew, raised this issue when Jesus came to him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you now come to me?" That was John's question of Jesus. After all, it was a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins that John was doing, and Jesus had no sins. But Jesus' reply to him is recorded in the book of Matthew, "Let it be so now, let me be baptized, for it is thus fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Now, something very important is going on here. It's a foreshadowing of what ultimately happens on the cross. St. Paul explains it this way. He says, "For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin," that is Jesus, "so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." An exchange is happening. A substitution is happening. Jesus takes our place in baptism just as he will later take our place on the cross, substituting himself for us. St. Peter, who resisted so ferociously the very idea of Christ suffering and dying, even to the point of denying he knew him the night of the trial in Pilate's court, was later given grace to describe this exchange. "Christ also suffered for sins once for all," Peter said, "the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God." An ancient Christian writer describes it like this. "Christ is baptized," he wrote, "not to be made holy by the water, but to make the water holy, and by his cleansing to purify the waters which he touched. For when the Savior is washed, all water for our baptism is made clean, purified at its source for the dispensing of baptismal grace to the people of future ages. Christ is the first to be baptized then, so that Christians will follow after him with confidence."